My name is Heiko. Welcome to today's show where we aim to give you advice, powerful techniques to become a runner with a healthy attitude.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Great to have you here. This is the fifth season of this show. It comes out every week. You know what's the best thing? No ads. No ads about some juice that doesn't even taste well, but that's supposed to make you better. Here we talk all about things that go on in your mind, in your brain, whilst you run, because you know this feeling. If you don't want to get up, if you're not feeling that level of confidence, if you're not feeling powerful, it's a tough walk to put on your shoes and then actually head out the door, especially if the weather is exactly how you don't like it. So that's what we're talking about today, self-confidence. What's it all about? And basically very simple, self-confidence is how strongly you believe in your own ability to perform, to run the way you know you should be running, especially race day. That's why it's so important. You need to sign up for a race. If you haven't done it yet, it's 2024. It's February already. If you haven't already set out for some run goals, you should do that right now. Take a piece of paper, take a post-it note, just write down your 10K, your half marathon, whatever you want to do this year, find one and sign up for it. Without a goal, the year's going to go past and you're not going to be able to achieve your personal best or perhaps a new distance, whatever it is that you want. And this goal is going to help you keep on showing up to your run. So self-confidence, especially on race day, that is the most crucial thing to your success, because if you haven't got that high level of confidence, you're not going to be able to perform at your best. Maybe you'll strike it lucky, but you won't be able to consistently perform. What does that mean? If you know you can keep a pace of 5, for example, and now your confidence isn't there, well, what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to reach that. You'll be running much slower, or you'll be running inconsistently. So basically, the confidence is your mental game strategy. And it should help you remain calm. It should allow you to believe in yourself, even if perhaps you've got a bit of a cold or the knee's hurting a bit. And it's going to also mean that if you are really confident that the training you've put in the past has helped you, you must be able to feel that already, that you are improving. And the confidence, that level that you have, is going to help you overcome those difficult sections that we all have during a run. I mean, every run, even on a park run, you might be struggling. And this confidence, if you've developed this over many years as you practice and you compete, you know, it'll just grow, and it'll be like this powerful backpack full of resources that you can dig in and find whichever aid you need. So how do you, as a runner, get confidence right now today? Well, very simple, actually. Just think back to your past successes. Just think back to that one great race, especially if you've had many runs which haven't been feeling well. Sometimes you have that streak. Sometimes you may have 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 weeks where your running is really, it's miserable. Maybe you're having a head cold, or you just come back from an injury and you're just not reaching that level where you were before. And maybe you're struggling, but you know what? There were some runs which were good. Just focus on those. And of course, to have a really commitment to your training. You know that you have showed up. You know you did that hill work. You know you did that fartlek training. You know you tested yourself. And you gave yourself positive comments. You supported yourself. You patted yourself on your shoulder rather than walking around with a grim look on your face. Why is nobody patting me on the shoulder? No, you did it yourself. You know you got quality training. You followed a quality training plan. And of course, you believe in your own talents. As well, you know you have a very, very powerful routine. That's the secret, isn't it? Weather is miserable. It is winter. Nobody wants to go outside. Everybody loves to run in shorts and sunshine and, ooh, maybe running in nature with hills through the pine trees and a beautiful trail road. Yes, I'd love to run there. Fact is, it's been raining here for many days. I've been to places where it was -4 degrees. It's too cold for me. I can't handle minus. But still, going out and doing that. Now, if this is already making you think, these words coming out of my mouth are already making you doubt and like, I should rather listen to somebody or some other podcast. Just ask yourself before you go, what are your strengths? What are your strengths as a runner? What are you really good at? For me, it's the long runs. It's the really long runs. So a marathon and further, that's where I somehow seem to be able to get out the best out of me. For you, it might be 5K. Hey, I've had a couple of great 5Ks when I really trained at it, when I really focused on it, I was able to do a pretty good 5K. Then ask yourself, what have you accomplished? And don't just look at photographs on Instagram of your medals. No, what have you accomplished that maybe the medal doesn't even show, that the medal doesn't even reveal? What can you say about your training? How are you committed to that, your ethic about your training, you know, especially that training when nobody is looking, when you're in the forest and there's that hill and you've got energy to run up, but somehow you're thinking about walking, you're thinking about slowing down, you're thinking about, look, I mean, I'm just going to walk up this hill. I mean, rather than, no ways, I'm definitely not walking. Change of thought, focusing. And answer these questions truthfully and use that to really build your confidence even further. Focus on your talents, on your abilities, on your strengths rather than things that didn't work well, that doubt. You know, this developing that they call it this proactive confidence. And if you have that, you're gonna overspeak, you're gonna override those confidence killers, you know, the confidence killer of your self-doubt, which suddenly comes up. If suddenly that doubt comes up that I'm not going to make it today, I'm going to call it quits, I'm going to take a shortcut, I'm going to head back. And those confidence killers, they suddenly pop up by seeing a faster runner. Next thing, you're comparing yourself to a stranger who you don't even know, is he on kilometer 1, on kilometer 5, on kilometer 10 of his run, but he's looking great, he's looking so much better than you. Look at his stride, and the person is older. Next thing, you're in his head. You're thinking about him, but you don't even know anything about it. Or you're overly critical, or you have a negative image about some other event. And you're worried about what others think about your race. And this sometimes happens if you set, you know, unrealistic goals and you don't have the proper plan in place. I mean, that's lining yourself up for failure. If you haven't been running long runs, if you're not like having a great resting heart rate, and now suddenly you plan to do a half marathon and the last time you did a 10K, you can't even remember. It's not going to give you that success. Don't do it. Rather focus on a 5K and then build up to a 10K to really get that confidence. And if you're not really committed and you don't have a proper race plan, or you're going to not be like equipped properly in terms of the nutrition that you've had, your stretching routine, and now you're going to go sign up, all that are confidence killers. Don't do it. That confidence as well will help you to overcome that excitement, that overly nervousness. And I see this quite often at a triathlon. I remember a couple of years back, the local triathlon here in the area where I live. And it's actually more like a fun triathlon. It's not an Ironman or a Garmin sponsor or anything. It's like sponsored by a local company. And I think the swim is like 1 kilometer swim. And then there's a 60K bike ride. And so it's not a full Ironman distance. And the atmosphere is like very friendly orientated. And I remember coming out of the water and heading towards the bike to the transition area. And one guy, he bumped into somebody else. And next thing, there was big shouting, aggression, like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I thought, wow, this is weird, huh? This guy has got serious race jitters, nervousness, you know, too much of it. Something isn't right. Because accidents do happen as you go inside the transition stage. No reason to get upset about it. I mean, it's not like there's prize money involved and he's a pro, he's losing out on his paycheck. So it shows you that there's some performance anxiety. And as soon as anxiety sets in, that's when, you know, that's when you've not properly prepared. You are too tense. You're too worried about your performance. Healthy is if you feel excited once the race gets started. Healthy is if you're physically up and alert and if you clearly know what you want to accomplish. Healthy is when you know there's a difficult section and you know perhaps you're going to have to get off the bike and you're going to have to push. And you know that you're having helpful thoughts. You're having good thoughts. You're not allowing anxiety to like make you feel sick to the stomach and nervousness and you're shaking and suddenly millions of thoughts are going through your head on the start line. No ways. You know you are confident you're going to be able to do that. And this nervousness really will overshadow your performance and it won't get better during the race. So what do you want to do if you're on that start line? If you just can identify with this sometimes on these on the start of a marathon, you know, they got this very well-spoken encourager. I don't know what they're called. Some other person who's there from the race event, you know, music is playing and, you know, playing Eye of the Tiger. And then this person psychs the runners up even more. You focus on your outcome, your result. You don't worry about the others. You focus on your shoelaces. Are they tied? Your shorts? Are they sitting correctly? Your t-shirt? What's it like? Don't look at your watch 20 times. But if it relaxes you, look at your watch one more time. But you know, every negative thought, you're pushing away. You're just focusing on this moment. Enjoy it. Listen to that Eye of the Tiger. See if you can remember the lyrics. Anything to take you away from that pre-race anxiety. And then, of course, before even entering this race, don't have strict expectations. And usually that's too much pressure. I mean, it's great if you have a goal and it's defined so clearly, but a lot of things can and sometimes do go wrong. Don't doubt yourself. Don't allow frustration to set in, but don't do those strict expectations. Give yourself a plan B. If something goes wrong, if suddenly you have that energy bar and suddenly next thing you're by the roadside and that energy bar says, I'm coming out right now. Yep, here it goes. And you're shooting a tiger right there. Roar. That's the roar of the tiger. Allow for a plan B to happen because then you're going to be able to come back. At least then after that incident, you're going to be able to continue your run rather than, oh, well, now everything's messed up. I'm just going to give up, even though your body could still do it. And your self-confidence is your best friend. It's your skills. It's your talent. So use them. There are many tips in this show. If you just go back a couple of shows of tips and tricks on how to boost your self-confidence, how to remind yourself whilst you're on that run. And whilst you're on the run, don't worry too much. Don't worry too much about the results or what's going to come out of it. And especially avoid any fear of failure by focusing on what's it going to be like when you cross that finish line. Even though when you're suddenly off pace, even though when you realize you're so far off your goal, you're going to focus on that. And stop this thinking about what others think about you and what you're going to put on, you know, this like, oh, others looking at me. Nobody really cares. I'm sorry to say that, even though you might have many followers, but they don't really care. Most of them don't even know you. Are you aware of that? Are you really aware of that? That people are more interested in their own rather than in your performance? Hey, and don't try to be a perfectionist. Perfectionism is going to make you lose out. It's great if everything goes according to plan. That's more a bit of a stroke of luck that everything really goes according to plan. But it's wonderful having that great plan, having that backup plan, showing up with confidence and trust in your abilities because you didn't go out and take a crazy goal that you weren't able to prepare for. There you go. That's a couple of ideas to help you boost your self-confidence. And I really wish whichever race you signed up for, that you are going to be training for it, that you are going to be preparing for it. Doesn't matter what the weather is like. Doesn't matter if you've been sick. If you know you're more or less able to do it, hey, go to that start line. By the way, if you're going to go to Amazon today, I know you are. You're going to go buy something on Amazon which you didn't even know you need yet. check out Heiko Stribbel, HeikoStribbel, and just Brain Training for Runners. It's a fantastic little guide, short and quick to read. It's a perfect gift for somebody who wants to become aware of, hey, that actually your brain influences your running a lot more than your legs or your core actually enable you to run. I want to finish off with a wonderful verse here from the best book, from the Bible. It's from Hebrews 10. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Wow, what fantastic advice right there. Don't throw it away. Build up on it. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.